One of the illusions that you find in life that is particularly challenging is that you are the size of your upset. It is completely understandable because when the senses have been challenged, either by a trigger or by an old wound, our tendency is to send our identity into the pain. And when we do that, we lose power. There are some subtleties here that we want to keep in mind, because we, of course, would never tell you that you do not feel what you feel and that you do not react to the things you react to. But what we would like to speak to is a function of your spirit that you may want to think about empowering. And that function is the ability to know that whatever you are feeling, your spirit is bigger than that thing. Whatever you are worried about, whatever upsets you, the power of your own spirit is larger than that. We, of course, have lost a touch with this in many cases, because the only thing woman has heard is that you are bad for feeling what you feel, and whatever it is you feel, you shouldn't feel it, and you should get over it, and what's wrong with you that you felt it to begin with. We believe you are familiar with that really unfortunate script. We have all heard it. We all even have played it back to ourselves. What we want to talk to you about is when you are feeling whatever it is, to begin by saying, "And my spirit is larger than all of this." The other thing that is a great thing to practice, once again, not doing war with what you are feeling, but literally finding a golden circle above your head and knowing that your spirit resides there, and breathing your energy up into that golden circle and staying there as long as you can. Because what you are doing when you are doing that is you are exercising the power of your own spirit. Now, the body being the body and the emotional body being the emotional body, whatever is churning will move through. It will not stay that way forever. But by moving yourself up into the more powerful part of yourself, you can shorten the time that all of this feeling material is going on. If you put your whole identity into the feeling material, it will stay longer and it will be more painful. We are speaking of a very simple but not always easy lesson that allows you to position yourself differently, not to say, I am going to fight with all of this. I am not going to feel better until certain things change. I am simply not going to do that. Because that is the thing that makes those things and those feelings hang on. You have, in essence, engaged them in battle. And it is a battle that you cannot truly win. When you say, "Oh, I recognize that all this is happening, and I am going to consciously move my attention up to the place where I can be with my spirit. I can even look down and watch how all of this runs, but I'm going to stay here with my spirit as long as I can, because that is the connection that I want to strengthen. It is the connection that I want to develop." There are some very beautiful things that happen over time if you decide to make this a spiritual practice. Let us tell you that one of those things is not that you will never be upset again or that you will never be triggered. That is not a reasonable thing to ask of a being in a human body. What it does strengthen is your higher levels of wisdom, so that when you look at what is going on inside, you are more wise, you are more loving, you are more able to choose the things that would be the very best for you. So we're going to speak about this together and then do a meditation where we can practice this positioning. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Where your breath goes, allow love to go. And feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up through your body. And let that cleansing energy, like a plume of water, wash anything in your root that makes you afraid to create the life you wish. Free the root center. And feel the cleansing energy come up into the second center. And wash away the shame and the judgment that would prevent you from cleansing in a natural and unjudgmental way. Feel the cleansing energy come into your solar plexus. And wash away the emotional residue of the week. Wash away any emotions that do not serve you, that do not serve your heart or your spirit. And feel the plume of water coming up and into your heart. And feel that water very gently washing the wounds in your heart, cleaning them out. Nourishing the growth of all that is good and fine and you in your heart. And feel the water flow up into your throat center and wash away any thoughts or words that might make you smaller than you really are. Communications that might forget to respect that you are a bright being of spirit and power. And feel the water come up through your body and into the third eye. And wash the third eye. Feel it come clear so that you can see and feel and know who you really are. And you can do that with respect. And you can see the world in that way. And feel the water flow up through your body and into the crown. And let the water open and cleanse the crown. And make you able to receive all that is good and fine and abundant and loving, and feel that water wash away anything that blocks or opposes your ability to receive. And feel your energy move up through your body, out through your crown. Feel it move up into the night sky. And feel that there is a golden light around you, a light that makes you safe, that supports you. That connects you to power and to wisdom. And be safe in this position and free and light. And see that a teacher comes to join you. And she comes or he comes in a light of their own. And if you have a question about some upset or turmoil that you might have on the earth in your body, whatever it might be, resting the mind, ask the teacher the question. And receive the answer in words, in a gift, in a symbol. Breathe deeply. Let go of everything but your highest knowing. Allow yourself to receive a gift. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. Come into the center of your body and open your eyes.